And the gospel for this morning is from Matthew chapter 25. And this is Jesus, the words of Jesus about the least of these. We begin in verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer Him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The King will reply, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me." Then He said to those on His left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. And I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. So it seems like there was a lot of celebrities that died this past week or within the last couple weeks. Obviously, the infamous Charles Manson. We're not going to talk about him. David Cassidy from the Partridge Family. I remember watching those shows, and he died at the age of 67. And then there was Della Reese, who died at the age of 86. My mother turned 86 this past Wednesday, and we had a wonderful party for her. Della Reese and all her, she had a wonderful career as a singer, but she starred in the show Touched by an Angel. She was the head angel. She was the chief angel that oversaw all the angels. She was the one that had the great wisdom and knowledge and taught the lessons to the other angels. So when I thought of Della Reese going on to glory, and she was a pastor as well, and a strong believer, I think of the day that Shaw was born, December 14, 1998. Nancy and I were in a room at Metro West Hospital or Framingham Union. And in the room, in the delivery room, in the corner of the room, up in the corner on the wall was a TV. And the show that was playing while Nancy's in labor was Touched by an Angel. And the show was about a homeless couple. And the woman was great with child, and she and her husband were trying to find a place like Mary and Joseph to have this baby. And all they could do, and so Nancy's in labor, and I'm watching the show. "How you doing, Nancy?" "Well, this show is right. I like this show." And Nancy's going through labor. And it was a powerful testament because the only place they could find, they tried all these places to have this child, was a life-size nativity scene in front of a church. This homeless couple gave birth in a life-size nativity scene in front of a church. That's where they found a place to have this baby who was born homeless like Jesus. And I think God was telling Nancy and I when Shaw was being born, always be mindful of those who are called the least of these, like a homeless family. And right now, we know there's a homeless family looking for a place where they can have a child. That is a guarantee, no question about it. So every time I think of Shah, we celebrate his 19th birthday. That was 19 years ago, December 14th. And we think about how important it is to care for the least of these. And that's the scripture today that we look at. And it is kind of harsh when I read the separation of the goats and the sheep. When the king says, "Where were you when I was sick and needing care, hungry and needing food, naked and needing clothes, thirsty and needing water, a stranger needing to be welcome, imprisoning and needing a visit?" And they'll say, "When did we see you like this?" "When you did it to the least of these, you did it for me." And both the righteous and unrighteous didn't know that they were caring for the king when they did this. And so today I want you to think about how important it is to be a goat. I don't want to be a goat. Does anybody else want to be a goat? These days, I remember years ago in athletics when I played, if you were the goat on a team, that means you choked. That means you missed the open shot to win the game and you became the goat. Today, it's greatest of all time. Tom Brady, he's a goat. Greatest of all time. G-O-A-T. I don't know when that started. That was a few years back. When I was young, a goat was meaning someone who failed in athletics and sports. But now, G-O-A-T, goat means great. It fits well because goats are arrogant. Goats would say, "I'm the greatest of all time." Goats and sheep are very different. One of my earliest memories is in a petting zoo. And I'm petting a goat. And another goat eats a $5 bill out of my pocket. And I look and just see that $5 bill go right down that goat's. Since that day, I've hated goats. No. But I saw that goats, how many times have you ever been butted by a goat? Boom, all of a sudden, what was that? Sheep wouldn't do that, right? Goats are ornery. Goats go their own way. Goats don't follow. Goats will do some damage. Where sheep will fall in line. And sheep are helpless, defenseless, and need to be led, need to be protected. That's what Jesus wants us to be. Not arrogant and full of ourselves, thinking we know best. And so Jesus tells us the story, if you want to meet me, if you want to meet the King of all kings, go find somebody in need. Amen? I want to lift up a picture of someone that we met in February of 2013. We pulled into, this is Musanze, Rwanda. And this man, I later learned his name was Fossi, F-O-S-S-I. Fossi changed my life. I was transformed when I met Fossi from a goat to a sheep. Because I want to admit that I'm a goat and need to be transformed by the saving grace of Jesus into a sheep, right? Because I feel for the goats. Christ came for the goats and for the sheep. And really the reality is, we're all going to be goat-like at times. When I saw Fossi, we were all sitting on this bus, this Toyota Coaster, 18 of us on our mission trip back in February of 2013. Mark Neal gets off the bus and goes into this bank to exchange American U.S. dollars into Rwandan francs. And it was only about a 15-minute trip that he went. While he was gone, we instantly, everybody on the bus saw this man just walking along, and every step was, you could just tell, were so painful because his legs, if you can see his feet, they're ballooned and swollen and cracked and bleeding and dirty. Those aren't shoes. Those are his feet. He has elephantitis, and you can tell every single step is excruciating pain. And he's got a little stick for a crutch. I did not want to go out and greet this person, but the Holy Spirit was pushing me because I turned, I saw him, and I saw that we had beautiful brand new aluminum crutches from America. And God said, "Give this person a pair of crutches." And I told Amy Neal and Wendy Sharon, I said, "Can you guys break out an aluminum pair of crutches?" And they started doing that, and I came out and I bent over, I looked into Fossey's eyes, and I said, "Hi, I'm Pastor John," and he didn't understand that. And I said, "A Christian, Jesus." And the only thing he understood was Jesus. And he stopped, he dropped his crutch, and he went like this with both his hands in the air, and he started to praise the Lord. And he started to cry, and he grabbed me and pulled me in. I did not want him to grab me or pull me in, because Fossi Because after I said John and Jesus, he said like this, he said Fosse. And he pulls me in and he stank like high heaven. I mean, literally, his feet were emanating this stench of rotting flesh. That's what it was. His feet were dying. He was dying and he was rotting. And that smell just like it burned the nostrils. And the last thing I really wanted to do was be hugged by him, nevertheless, and even kissed by him, because he pulled me in and he started kissing me all around. And the only thought in my mind was not how sweet it is that I'm being kissed by Jesus, this least of these persons. First thing that came to mind was, what disease am I getting from this man? And I had to almost fake a smile. But in the middle of that hug, I realized that if this man could praise God in the midst of such agony, then I'm really in the presence of Christ. Amen? I was in the presence of the King. We brought the crutches over and we adjusted them. And no one knew that he wasn't a bent over man because his back hurt. He was bent over because that crutch that he had, the wooden one, was too small. And as soon as he put those two aluminum crutches, they adjusted them, he stood up tall like this. And then before I knew it, I looked around. I had a big crowd all around us. Everybody started clapping. And we had a prayer together and we were blessed. We get back on the coaster and all of us were just weeping, knowing that we were in the presence of Christ. Mark Neal comes out of the bus, gets up on the bus and goes, "What happened? What's going on?" But it was a story. I wanted to lift him up. God only knows where he is, but he had a faith in Jesus. As soon as I said the name of Jesus, he lit up. And I think of him often as his faith inspires me to this day. But I want you to remember that it's not easy being transformed from a goat to a sheep. It's not easy to go to the least of these to care for those who are hurting. It should be difficult. Jesus promised it would be difficult, but you will meet God when you get outside of yourself and serve someone. And it's not just the people in this list, this criteria. Because the more I read it, the more I realized it was only 3 days later that Jesus was arrested and he was beaten and he was thrown into prison. He was stripped. He wasn't given any food. He wasn't given any water. And he died on the cross. So everything he said, he actually lived. Where were you? Where were you when I was sick and needing care? A stranger needing to be welcome. Hungry and needing food. Where were you when I was thirsty and needing water? Where were you when I was in prison and needing a visit? He fulfilled all of those in 3 days later, knowing he would be rejected and spat upon and crucified. And so today I want you to admit with me that I can't change myself from a goat to a sheep. I need God's grace. And Angelo read these beautiful words from Ephesians 1, and Paul writes to the early church, giving thanks for them, encouraging them, and he says these words, "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you might know him better." So you can't know God without help from God, without God's presence. "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he's called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparable great power for us who believe." When Angelo kept reading, he read that it says, "the power of the resurrection, that you would know this, and that your eyes would be open, the eyes of your heart, and you would be able to see the hurting people of the world." On our own, I would not see people as Christ sees them. And I think it's important for us today to understand. You ever see the folks with the cardboard cutouts on the streets? The folks that have enough courage. We don't know the full history, but they write who they are. You know, some are veteran. Two kids need help. Think of the courage it takes to write something on a cardboard with a marker. And I ask you, what would you write on your cardboard? if you were honest with where you are today. Because the least of these are not just all those poor folks out there. You know, we go on down to Appalachia, and a lot of us are goats and thinking, let's go help some poor folks who have nothing. And we get down there, and we see these poor folks with nothing, praising God and filled with the Holy Spirit. And we in turn realize we're the poor ones. We are the least of these. I like the funny signs. Have you heard these? There are some that catch my attention. These are real cardboard signs that people hold on the street corners. I read this one. It said, spent all my money on cardboard and markers. I'm stopping and giving that guy some money. Ninjas killed my family. Need money for kung fu lessons. How about this one? Spread some cheese on this broke cracker. It's an old crotchety white guy. And supermodel, out of work. Or just one that says, give money, the end is beer, instead of near. But I want you to think about how important it is to welcome a stranger. It might be a stranger here today, someone who's been first time in church right now. And it's up to us whether we help them feel at home. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. You can do that today. You can give someone a glass of water who's thirsty, but try to think of that metaphorically. Who's really thirsty to know the grace of Jesus Christ? Who can you be the face of Christ for today? It's for you to answer. I don't want to be a goat, but I know I will be. And I ask God to change my attitude from a goat to a sheep so I can follow Jesus to where Jesus would have me be and meet the King. Amen. We have time for prayer. We have a few minutes. And I want to lift up prayers. Let me get my list here. Are there prayers that people would like to lift up at this time?